The news of Navalny's death came as a shock to many around the world. President Biden says he will hold Russia responsible for the death of the Kremlin critic. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
President Biden says Navalny was everything Russian President Vladimir Putin is not.
He was brave. He was principled. He was dedicated to building a Russia where the rule of law existed and where it applied to everybody. Navalny believed in that Russia, He knew it was a cause worth fighting for and obviously even dying for.
Navalny's wife, Yulia, was at a security conference in Munich when Russian prison authorities said her husband had died. I want Putin and all those who surround him to know that they will be held responsible for what they did to my country, my family, and my husband, she said, urging the world to unite and fight what she called this evil. The UN Secretary General is calling for a credible investigation, and the UN's Human Rights Office says Russia should stop persecuting its critics. One human rights activist in exile, Natalia Arnaud, says she will have a hard time speaking about Navalny in past tense.
He is a hero. He is a symbol of Russian resistance. Heroes don't die. Heroes motivate us to do more things.
She was speaking at the U.S. Institute of Peace along with other Russian human rights activists who point out that Navalny always said that his death would be a sign that his movement is strong and Putin's regime is afraid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.